Kneipe von der Kirche. Und meine Damen.
Service in the villa.
UPS to the bicycle by his dad just to retire.
Is he dead?
Sit you down, father. Rescue.
Word to God, let's get it on.
Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one.
With coke and a dollar bill stems and crack capsules.
Your mind, or you'll end up growing tired of all the thinking. Leave it behind. So this is my fairly simple. Another night of sing-alongs and drinking.
Scotching.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, this Medford.
Hello, Medford. This is Georgia and Sarah from Granola Girls, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, you are. Happy Halloween.
It's Halloween,
Medford.
Guys.
This
Happy
is
Halloween,
so exciting.
Medford, Somerville, Tufts University.
We have some spooky tunes today, you might have noticed. We were just talking about how Somebody's Watching Me has become a bit of a TikTok song these days. I think that's very fun. I'm really enjoying that.
It's funny how I feel like the 80s resurgence has, like, it started and then it really never has stopped. I feel like, you know, stuff with, like, the sort of the Tumblr core, like the 90s grunge, it sort of had died, like had a peak and kind of died down a little bit, and then right now we're seeing kind of like a 2000s peak
Y2K resurgence,
which I feel like will die down very quickly because that was probably one of the worst eras. We were alive for that. It was bad.
It definitely was bad at the time, and now looking back, like the sort of things that people are like pulling and remembering from the time, I'm like, this is kind of cute.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was not cute.
It was not cute.
I don't think.
But
and
the 80s
I'm wondering.
Really,
The 80s are coming back. And they've been back
they've been
for
back.
A while.
They've really stood the test of time as, like, probably the most romanticized. Right. Funnily enough, I think the most, like, romanticized, like, culturally romanticized era.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the 90s are also very, like, you know, like 90s kids,
it's
like,
true.
Whatever. Like,
it's
I feel
true.
Like there's not as much of an idea of like an 80s kid, you know.
True. I feel like part of the 90s kid thing, if I may, is because of the millennial BuzzFeed.
I was about to say that.
Because like the number of listicle articles that have been published in the past however many years about, '90s kids remember.
Right.
But
exactly.
It's all from BuzzFeed.
Yeah. And it's all, these like late 20s, early 30-year-old people who are like trying to prove that they remember things from the 90s.
And the people like, reading them are like high schoolers.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, it's really fine. We can calm down. But what I was going to say, like a question that's been on my mind, and maybe people who like, you know how people predict trends? That's like a job that people have, which I think is so fun.
Yeah.
I would be so bad at it, but I think it's a cool thing. I wonder, like, is the next era that's going to come back, like the 2010s? Because that was horrible.
I have actually been seeing every once in a while I'll see a video or a TikTok about one of these, like, trend predictor people talking about, like, trends. And one of them was, like, this idea of the, late 2008, 2009, 2010, like, party, like, blog culture. Like, kind of right before Tumblr, like, took off, like, how celebrities, like, certain websites, not, like, paparazzi, but it was, like, these specific, like, style of, like, high contrast, like, flash, like, photos of just, like, parties. Almost, like, Studio 54-esque, like, 2010s parties, which someone on TikTok thinks is coming back.
Okay. I see that.
Also, like,
that
Twee
sense.
Coming back, which I kind of am living for a little bit.
Right.
Just because I always think of Portlandia.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's going to be the Portlandia era. Because I think, related to that, I think a style that's going to come back is the, like, early 2010s, like, late, whatever, 2000s, like, indie millennial singer core. Like,
I mean, mustaches have already come back.
Right.
With
so
vengeance.
That's, like, kind of a precursor to that. I feel like it's going to be, like, the little hats, like, the sunglasses, the, like, wearing, like, leggings and a skirt and, like, a little cardigan.
Yep. Saddle shoes.
Exactly.
And, like, colored tights.
Right, like, very Zooey Deschanel.
Yep. Polka dots.
Yes.
Peter
I
Pan
feel like
collars.
That's going to come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I see that. I think it's so ugly. But I'm also wondering, you know when, like, a trend comes back and you're like, okay, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Because I kind of felt that way about, like, low-waisted jeans. Now I'm like, okay, they're fine. But before they were in style, I was like, they're bad. You know?
I feel like with the Portlandia core, Zooey Deschanel core Twee moment, definitely the true hipster, you know, style.
Exactly.
Is so connected in my mind to just gentrification.
Right. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, the gentrifier, like, out of like, the uniform. You know, the artisan barbershop, like, uniform. So maybe we'll see some kind of decolonizing of
gentrification.
Reclaiming gentrification.
We'll
open a dialogue about the multitudes contained within that language.
No, so true.
And then
so
we'll be able
true.
To kind of deconstruct it from
right.
there by returning to like the original aesthetics
right.
and like building off.
Yeah,
of
I love that like liberal arts analysis yeah. that just happened. I mean, you heard it here first.
I was just trying
first.
To find as many funny words and
right.
put them in a sentence.
And it worked, but it also kind of made sense. We'll see. Well, those were our trend predictions here on Granola Girls.
Our new segment is going to be hot trends.
Yes.
We should
hot
do like
trends.
A tough trend. What's a tough trend that we think
oh,
is coming?
Oh, so true. A tough trend.
I will
trend.
Say, I mean, it's worldwide, really, but the claw clip is definitely back at Tufts.
Oh,
the
it's
claw clip,
back with a vengeance.
This is my fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen that many notable claw clips
mm-hmm.
in the first three.
This year,
claw clips.
So many. And it's that same pack of claw clips that comes up first when you open up Amazon.com
yep.
and search claw clips.
Claw clips, yep.
It's that same one that
yep.
everyone has, which is fine.
Yeah.
They work. I mean, as someone who has used that exact pack of claw clips, they don't really work for me and my hair, but that's fine. But I think it's definitely a thing. Like, I look around in all my classes and I'm like, why is everyone
claw clip.
Wearing the same thing?
And it's so fun to say claw clip.
Claw clip, yeah.
Yeah,
that
my is hair
fun.
Is a little bit, since I cut it recently, it's a little bit short for a claw clip right now, but I have a couple, there's like the traditional, kind of the tubular
mm-hmm,
one,
mm-hmm.
but then I have a couple that are kind of like a little bit wider,
yeah.
like almost like a little, like a, not triangle, but like a little diamond shape.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
So they get a little bit more hair.
Yeah, I like those ones better, but the ones
yeah.
that I've seen more are like
are the
yeah. tubes, and
yeah.
those just, I don't love those, personally.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other Tufts trends.
Hmm.
Well, we'll be on trend watch.
Yeah, we'll
trend
be on
alert
trend watch
with the Granola
for
Girls.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, to get back into the tunes,
yeah.
as we brainstorm more Tufts trends,
to
right? We're gonna continue with our little spooky theme.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we have "Season of the Witch" by Donovan.
Classic.
A classic.
We
I love this
song. We
kind of
have like a mix of like spooky classics and spooky new. At least for me,
mm-hmm.
like in the past week, I've gotten a lot of. New spooky content.
Right. Me too.
So.
Which I feel like is also a product of TikTok.
I think,
so we can maybe deconstruct that.
One of these songs is from an artist that I follow on TikTok.
There you go.
So.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Sights to see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every. Must be the season of the witch. Must be-
look in my window. So many different people to be. It's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Two rabbits running in your ditch. Oh no. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
But I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara, it's not the tight dress, it's a look in the eyes gonna scare you to death. Vampire girl, vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. She could be, she could rise, she do ritual sacrifice.
Vampire girl, go little vampire girl, woo, go
dried fruit PSA, you
dried
say?
Fruit PSA.
Did somebody say dried fruit?
Hey, yes, I sure did. Hey, Georgia.
Hey.
Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you?
Always.
Try eating dried fruits.
Whoa.
I know. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes. That was such a long list of words. And oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
Whoa.
Whoa. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational.
That was a great
radio.
Delivery of the little joke they put in there.
Yeah.
All the fruits and nuts.
Because it surprised me. I didn't realize that. It was literally a jump
scare. What'd you just call me?
Exactly. Calling me, anyway. yeah. So, I think that's an interesting PSA.
Yeah.
Considering the holiday.
Yeah. It's very topical.
Right. It's very, very fitting.
Topical is like when you put it on your skin.
Right. But I think it, no, but it's also like related to the topic,
of today.
The topic at hand.
Please don't put fruit on your skin. It will not help you in the ways that you think.
Right. So true. That's the real PSA there. So.
I was talking about fruit leather the other day. We were talking about childhood snacks, and I was like, I used to eat a lot of fruit leather.
That makes sense for you.
Yeah.
I see that. I hated fruit leather.
I don't think I liked it. I just ate it.
Yeah.
Because it was what was available to you.
Right. It was around. I think now I would enjoy it. I like the concept of it. But I'd also rather eat, like, the fruit itself.
Yeah,
a lot of the time.
I would rather eat the fruit itself. I don't love, like, the, like, they mention a lot of fruits there that I don't like in their dried form. The dried apricot, don't love it.
Dried pineapple?
Dried pineapple, not bad, like, actually.
Okay.
Like, kind of the candy pineapple type of thing?
Yeah.
What are those? They have their raisins.
I don't like, like cranberries, raisins.
Cranberries, in a salad, dried cranberry is quite good.
I disagree. But... To each their own.
To each their
own. It's fine. Or dried cherries, I feel like, are yummy. Dried apples, I think, are
kind of... They get kind of, like, weird and wrinkly.
I think some dried apples have been done better than others. A freeze-dried apple?
I was going to say a freeze-dried fruit, that's different.
That's a different ballgame.
Freeze-dried strawberries?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Great.
Is a banana chip a dried fruit, or is it just, like, a chip?
You know, I was thinking about that, too. I think it's a dried fruit. I think that counts.
Yeah.
Because it's dried banana. Okay. Do you have any favorite Halloween candies?
Ooh, like Halloween specific, probably the Reese's Pumpkins.
Mm.
Or
those
I love the, I believe it is the Hershey's equivalent to Crunch Bar, which is Crackle.
Yes.
Which I only see at Halloween. The little tiny ones.
I love those. I was going to say that,
I just
that
love
too.
That Hershey chocolate.
Yeah.
Hershey's okay, right?
In what sense?
In the sense that there's like most food... companies have workers on strike right now, so I don't know if any candy companies are experiencing.
That's a great question. Hey, if anyone out there knows.
Hey, if anyone out there knows, spread the word.
Yeah, let us know.
Don't cross the picket line.
Keep us updated.
Don't buy
Hershey's potentially.
Maybe Hershey's.
We don't know.
Other candies.
Right. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Crunch. Those little, like, specifically the mini ones.
I think that's the perfect amount of crunchy
it's
and chocolate.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly, because the ratio is, like, beautiful in the mini ones, but not quite in, like, the full-size ones. I also love the, like, the Reese's, like, ghosts, like, the white chocolate ones.
Yeah.
Like, surprisingly, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I don't love white chocolate, but I think in that, it's very good.
In that context, it's different.
True. Do you have any fun, like, favorite past Halloween costumes?
I was reliving today when my entire family dressed up as Eleven from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That's amazing.
I think that was my senior year of high school.
Yeah, I feel like it would have
Whenever
been.
Stranger Things
right.
first came out, when that was big.
Right. It was huge.
Again, the 80s.
Yeah.
The prevalence of the
80s. That's so true. Yeah.
That was a good one. Mm-hmm. I made a Ghostbuster costume also in high school, and I made the proton pack from a vacuum thing. That was really fun.
That is super fun.
I think I like costumes when I make at least a portion of it the
yeah,
best.
Yeah. That's know? Like, I feel like that's part of the fun
yeah.
of it, is like the DIY yeah. aspect. Yeah, because I think, well, in high school, obviously I was like really cool and popular.
So you went to a lot of the
costume
parties.
Know, had like really cool and sexy costumes.
Yeah.
like one year I was, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was like, you know, actually kind of sexy.
Yeah,
me in a mullet
is.
Wig. Like, yeah. come on. And then another year I was Bob from Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
But that part was like, I kind of DIY'd the like apron and like, I thought that was pretty fun. And then
you
more like
mustache
the mustache.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I my friend from high school, Amelia, and I were always like just very anti-sexy costumes in
yeah.
high school. So we were like, how lame and stupid, but also funny can we be? And I think we always had more fun. Than
yeah.
Not that you can't be sexy and have fun.
Yeah.
Of course. But it was fun to, like, put effort into it and be like, what can we do that's, like, kind of stupid? Like, that was a good time.
And I think, I wouldn't say it was stupid, but Sarah and I were both in costume last night, and I
mm-hmm.
think that your costume was really funny.
I thought it was. You know, it was funny
it was,
in a way.
It was, like, camp. I think
it literally,
you know,
was
it's like it's been done so many times
mm-hmm.
but like it was fresh
right.
this time.
No, I
like,
thought
I can't
so
explain
too.
It but it was like very like cutting edge,
like it was unexpected. Like I think when I put the glasses on and put my hood up and said she doesn't even go here,
yeah, it's like it's never been said before.
No, exactly. Like I felt like I was saying it for the first time. I was like
yeah.
making it up, like it was coming to me in like a
it
dream.
It was improv,
you know. It literally was, and it just, you know, it got the people going, like
yeah.
something about it was just very very fresh, very provocative,
yeah.
very cutting edge,
yeah.
and very low effort, too. Like,
yeah.
just a little sweatshirt
yeah.
and sunglasses.
So easy.
It was great. But I feel like I also nailed the look. Like, it worked very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it really came together.
So, I was happy about that. Yeah, I thought yours was good, too. You were getting
Thank
a lot
you.
Of compliments from the
surprised.
Twin Peaks
I think a lot
crowd.
Of people, it made me really excited that people were really excited
mm-hmm.
to recognize the costume.
Yeah, it was very exciting. Should we get back into the,
yeah,
the music?
Yeah, nobody wants to hear
okay.
us talk about our Halloween
costumes. No, on Halloween, no. Why
yeah,
don't we talk
Halloween,
about our costumes?
Yeah. If you're wearing a costume tonight, make it good for us.
Please.
If you're kind of like, oh, this is okay, no.
Mm-mm.
Change
it
up.
Has to be good.
Change
yes.
it up. Make it good.
I want to go trick-or-treating. Like, I won't, actually, but I want to.
You can just walk around.
I could, you know, and if,
and eat candy,
if candy happens to fall into my pockets,
yeah.
who, you know, who's to stop
who's to
me?
Say.
Who's to say what could happen? So, anyway, we'll stop. We'll
yeah.
stop chit-chatting
we'll
over here.
Music.
Let's play some tunes. Up next is Spooky by Classics 4. I've never known this band outside of
Spooky.
Their song Spooky, but this one always, I always
it's spooky.
Think back to this one during this season. So, please enjoy.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. We'll be right back.
stop this little game that you are playing. I'm gonna tell you all the things my heart's been a-dying to be saying. Just like a ghost, you've been a-haunting my dreams, so I propose on Halloween. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Black cat, the black cat.
Hello, everyone. Ooh, it smells like optimism in here.
It sure does.
It smells like good vibes. That song makes me happy.
It does. It's a great song.
Superstition. I always want to call it superstitious, but it is superstition.
Right. But it's crazy because the song says
superstitious.
Funny how songs do that sometimes.
Funny how, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, in case you forgot, how could you forget?
How could you?
This is the Granola Girls, Georgia and Sarah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, you are.
And it's Halloween.
It sure is. We hope everyone has a safe and fun, most importantly, safe Halloween, and that this Halloween weekend has been fun and safe for people. Thank you for listening. And we're going to close out with a tune that's kind of new to both of us, but we thought we'd add it, you know.
Yeah, I feel like I know this album, but I couldn't tell you exactly.
Right, like this song. You know, hopefully it'll be good. Yeah. I guess we'll all just, you know, listen and see what we think.
Yeah, see what we think. We'll get our reviews on David Bowie.
Yep, I know, yeah, exactly.
Kind of underground,
yeah,
guys.
Just like this underground indie artist, like not sure if you guys have ever heard of him.
Yeah, it's kind of niche,
Yeah. But, you know, let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know in the comments.
Right. Like and subscribe. And have a great Halloween.
Yeah, we will be here next week. Same time, same station.
We sure will be.
Keep it free form.